WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. People in the plains are looking to the skies today to see if those ominous funnel clouds are forming. The Weather Channel meteorologist Felicia Combs is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region before all is said and done this weekend.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says tornadoes have been widespread.
Tornadoes also hammered Iowa, with the National Weather Service reporting that at least 10 twisters struck the western part of the state, including the town of Minden, where officials say 40% of the homes have been destroyed.
It's coming down.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. Several states across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
Hamas has released a video purportedly of two Israeli hostages. Also today, Israel's foreign minister said an attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah could be suspended if Hamas agrees to release all remaining hostages. The BBC's Anna Fosser has more from Tel Aviv.
The last time we saw a significant hostage release was at the end of last year. At one point, we were told the talks had really very much broken down, but the Egyptian delegation's visit this week and the further efforts of the US and the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, we're sort of led to believe that perhaps they're moving slightly closer in terms of trying to achieve a deal.
Protests at one of the nation's most prestigious universities aren't letting up, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
At Columbia University, the epicenter of the protests, an encampment remained up for an 11th day.
Columbia needs to divest from any corporation that is profiting off of genocide, apartheid, or displacement of Palestinians in Israel.
Pro-Israeli demonstrators, many non-students, made their voices heard outside the campus.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally argues those in the encampments are promoting anti-Semitism and ignoring the hostages still being held by Hamas.
The U.S. State Department is criticizing a law passed by Iraq's parliament today that criminalizes same-sex relationships. Officials call it a threat to human rights and freedoms and say it would weaken Iraq's ability to diversify its economy and attract foreign investment. In Phoenix today,
we won't back down! We won't back down! We won't back down! We won't back down! Gracias!
Abortion rights supporters gathered at the state capitol to demand the state senate approve the repeal of an 1864 law banning all abortions. The House voted to repeal the law this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, live right here from the WMDX studios in Madison. Terry, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fabulous. Yeah. The music, the guests, everyone has been amazing so far.
It has been great.
I'm also keeping one eyeball out the window on the weather, just because I feel like I need to do that, because we are live. We should probably let our folks know what's going on, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little too calm out there right now.
Well, it is a severe thunderstorm warning for the Madison and Sun Prairie area. That is until 8 o'clock. We've also got a warning that was newly issued. Now, this is more for the New Glarus and Monticello area. And there is, if you're over in the Milwaukee area, get off the lake because there is a marine warning now. Yeah. Meantime, as this kind of rolls through, there is also a thunderstorm watch until midnight, and there's a tornado watch until midnight as well. Mm. There has been a tornado warning in the Monticello and Albany, Wisconsin area, but that one is set to expire at 7:15. Mm. So it's kind of on one little string.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on it for you and try to I hope you enjoy the music, though, as we're having a fun night.
Call in the basement, maybe by that basement bar you have down there.
Oh, there you go.
In a while. Turn on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, we're going to do a double dip now, Lake Street Dive. These next two tunes, you can't hear anywhere else. Their album doesn't come out till the 21st. They snuck the CD under the door. I think it was probably not a CD, but either way, for your mental abilities, the CD came under the door, and they said, well, we're going to come down in September and see you guys, so we might as well play a couple tracks from them.
Oh, yeah.
Two in a row, Lake Street Dive, right here on Max Inc. Max Inc. Radio.
Paint me a picture. I'd rather ride him on. Whoa. I got me a system. I don't even need a crystal ball. The sweet premonition is pretty convincing after all. Cause I'm sure I know what the future holds and what cards are gonna fall.
Dive two in a row, brand new stuff from them right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I know.
Better. I hope you don't feel bad about how good we can be. Every sinner has a soft side.
I hope you don't get down and out when love isn't mean. Cause I'll be your Mr. Nice Guy.
And if you stay by my side, I know a wrong way to be right. With many earthly delights, and even better.
Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the handmade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street, Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Rob, the Chicago Blues Festival is coming up June 7th, and the Madison Blues Society is organizing a bus trip to attend the annual event. Here to tell us the plan and how to book a seat on the bus is president of the Madison Blues Woo-hoo! Society, Steve Porter. Steve, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
It's good to be back.
Oh, love it.
All right, we're good.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I really am happy for this opportunity to get the word out about the bus to the Chicago Blues Fest. It's back again. You know, after the last time we did it was before COVID, and the Blues Fest itself went virtual for a while. Everything's coming back online, and the Madison Blues Society's back online with this bus
Feels
trip
good,
on June
8th.
Saturday. The festival starts, I think, June 7th, but we're going down Saturday, June 8th for the whole day.
Ooh.
And we'll get you back in time to sleep in your own bed.
That's awesome. So now, do you sit in the front of the bus or in the back of the bus?
Well, I guess it just depends, you know, if you want to use your elbows or not, I guess. But the bathroom's in the back of the bus, so, you know, it just depends.
Oh, I see. That's important.
About your situation.
Exactly.
Well, before we hear about the Chicago Blues Fest bus trip, tell us a little bit about the Madison Blues Society. I mean, that's pretty cool in and of itself. Tell us about that.
It is. It's the only institution that I'm aware of, anyway, in the Madison area that supports the blues in every way possible. We've been around for around 25 years, and membership is cheap. I don't know if I can say on the air how
sure
much.
You can.
Of course you
15
can.
$15 for a person, and $25 for a family or a band, and you get access to all of our events. You get a discount, and we, you're also can feel proud to be supporting the blues in the community. Mm. We contribute to the Madison Public Library, and we supply books and CDs and
keeping
and
the
other
blues alive.
Yeah,
right?
Materials for the library, and we put on our own little blues events. We got an end of the year blues festival in the works now that'll be at the East Side Club in September.
Oh,
so
right.
Pay attention, look for announcements for that.
Great.
And again, as I said, we're just sort of slowly getting back into gear after the COVID pandemic, and we ultimately hope to get back to the all day picnic that we used to have.
Oh, I remember that.
That was so much fun. Mm-hmm.
That was great. But
we are so lucky here to have so many great blues musicians, too.
We are.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. My husband actually went to the record store on Record Store Day. He picked up the new album from Ace Frehley, the guitar player from Kiss, but then he bought like a whole bunch of B.B. King. Yeah. And I'm like, look at this. How's that for different? And we've got a bunch of Paul Filipowicz.
Yeah.
Music,
Paul's a local treasure for sure and a supporter of the Blues Society.
And we
do our best to support him and his efforts. We often contribute to efforts. The Jimmies, for example, put on festivals and other projects, and we try to contribute to that. We contribute to blues festivals around the state. Brian Lee Blues Festival is one coming up, and a number of others. So we just promote the blues wherever we
can. And the benches, too, right?
Oh.
The benches?
The Clyde Stubblefield bench.
Yeah.
And that's right.
And Luther Allison.
Yeah, and Luther Allison. We've got to remember the greats that have had roots in Madison, you know. And
that's in Birmingham Park, correct?
It is, yes.
So cool.
And, a bench for Clyde, and then right down the way, a bench for Luther Allison, all done by the Madison Blues Society.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, we're talking now about Chicago Blues and the festival there. And, you know, this really is quite the longstanding. You said it's free to attend. What does this mean? What does it mean, you know, to be able to take people like you want to go see and hear and experience the blues?
Well, it's a big city blues festival, for one thing. I mean, it's the real deal. And Saturday has all kinds of acts. You have to go on the website to check them all out. I know the Mike Wheeler Band, local Chicago band, but a great band is going to be playing. And they always have a headliner in the amphitheater there at night. But there are a number of other stages that there are three or four stages to choose from during the day. And if you come with us, you get to go down. It's a community event. You know, you get to ride in the bus. Yep. You can have a couple of beers on the way down, and you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about driving back. And it's $50 for the cost of a tank of gas. You can, you know, have a ride on a luxury bus and relax, and then get dropped off right at the venue. You don't have to park, you know, blocks away, and you just right there, and then you get back on the bus and you're right there, and we'll get you home by 12:30, so you can still get
that is a good day.
It is
that
a good
is
day.
A good day.
Now
I think I have to go.
I was looking at the schedule a little bit, and I saw that some little highlights here. June 9th, the Cashbox Kings, who we play here on Max Inc. Radio often, they're opening for Buddy Guy, who's doing his farewell tour.
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're doing Saturday just because people have to work a lot of times.
Well, maybe take the bus down there and just.
You
stay.
Can stay. You know, just let us know so that we. But I'll tell you, when that bus leaves, it leaves.
Yep.
If you're not on it, then you might be staying.
So it's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Another show I saw, they have some centennial tributes. One to Otis Spahn, featuring Johnny Iguana from the Claudettes, who we play here often. He plays in town very often. Then Billy Flynn, who is another Madison kind of favorite, right?
Middle Wisconsin somewhere.
Oh, he is from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, he's from Wausau or somewhere up there.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
yeah. That is
great. That makes sense. And then there's another tribute to Jimmy Rogers featuring Kim Wilson, which is pretty cool. And another guy, Easy Rollin' Bob Margolin. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. And these are, it's local people, but we, like you were saying, we have some greats around here. We have a lot of the best. They can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the country, and especially when you go down to Chicago. I mean, you get Mike Wheeler, you get Cashbox Kings from around here. Mm-hmm. And I know the last one I was at before COVID, I don't know if they're doing it this year or not, but they had a blues jam every night, and the Cashbox drummer Kenny Smith was conducting that. And so you know, if you want to try your chops out, you can come down and play in the jam too.
Doesn't Tate do that at Red Rooster in Madison?
Yep, yeah, there's a jam every
Thursday nights.
And then Kelsey Miles now has moved away, but she was leading a wonderful jam
too. Yeah, and unfortunately that venue is closed now, and she's moved on. But
she has.
Tate will be here forever.
That's
you know?
Good. I hope so. He's just the cutest.
Tate and Keith Richards, you know. Oh.
Okay, we are having so much fun talking to the president of the Madison Blues Society. It is Steve Porter. And Steve, we are so happy to have you in here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this bus trip. Thank you. I love that you're organizing it. And let's see, it's on June 8th. So how much is it going to cost? What are we kind of dealing with here to
only
get on that
$50.
Bus? Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a tank of gas.
$50, I think that's a deal when you figure if you drove down, it would, the gas would cost that much.